50 minutes past the hour. We're talking about Molly's, how dangerous it is and is becoming. It's the rave. Chances are that somebody could slip some of this stuff in your drink. There's just so many ways that this thing can be consumed. And I'm concerned about it because kids are dying. They're dying because, you know, you got these street pharmacists that are not pharmacists.
Right.
That, you know, you don't know what your body is able to take.
And then you want to have the best. I want to have the best stuff.
Right. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. Your comment, please.
Hi. Yes. I'm actually calling from Cincinnati. I know a lot of females here that take the Molly just recreationally. They become overly sexually aroused. They get the biting down where they can't open their mouth up. They're just talking through their teeth and get to yelling at their kids. Kids getting pushed around because they're coming down off the high and they want more. I know they sell their food stamps just to get the Molly. So it's like, are the kids eating? You know what I mean? So it's getting to the point they're taking from the babies to get their high, and they're selling other things to get the drugs. So now the kids are just.
That's crazy. And, of course, the internet has their five signs as to
that you know somebody's using it. And jaw clenching is the number one sign, what she just said. Sudden loss of appetite, high and low temperatures, signs of depression such as sadness, not being able to get out of bed for an extended period of time. But this could be any teen.
Yeah.
But some of the short-term effects are strange cravings, confusion, sleeping problems, memory loss, blurred vision, muscle tension, rapid eye movement, sweating. Some of the big things, heart problems. Right. Diabetes, hypertension, all that stuff, asthma, all that stuff.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. You're coming.
The Molly situation, I take this very personal. I listen to your show every morning, but I never have called. And, you know, I was on Molly for a while, so I have personal experience from it. I'm currently in recovery.
Okay.
But they... signs to look for, it's like extreme weight loss. It's, you know, hypertension, like she was saying. It's very, very, very dangerous because you don't know what these people are putting in these.
Right.
I mean, at first it seemed like it was all fun and games, you know what I'm saying? And then after a while, it got to be where, you know, it's a hallucinogen put in those, you know, kids are, even adults.
How long were you on it?
For about 3 months straight, and I lost about 25 pounds doing it.
But you became an addict, correct?
Yep.
How much was it costing you?
At first it was like maybe $10, and then it got up to $20. I got some for $3. It just all
a pill. It's like $3 a pill.
Were you ingesting a pill, or were you snorting it, or?
Yep. Either or.
Either or.
Wow. And if you don't mind, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay. So who turned you on to? Were you at a party? Was it a guy? You know, hey, try this and let's go make love.
There was a few people hanging out, and it got me at a time where I was going through some things. And, you know, at first it was all fun and games, you know, and it's like I stayed up for days at a time. And once you come down off that high, it's like the lady was saying, you just want more and more. You'll just do anything to stay awake again because it'll help you go to sleep after you come off that high. But it's like your teeth will be jittering. You can't sit still. You'll be up till 10 o'clock the next morning and not even realize.
Did you notice that some of your friends that took it also had different reactions to the drug? Does everybody have the same reactions?
I've seen a few people have seizures off of it. Mixing it with different drugs.
I've heard. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I've heard that like a lot of times they're associated with like raves or like, you know, like rave parties. Is that where you started
music
taking it?
Fast and stuff.
No.
Okay.
I was always a loner kind of addict.
Gotcha. Okay. I appreciate you.
I did it with me or just a few other people around, but when I did it by myself, that's when it got kind of.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You know you got a problem when you're getting high by yourself, you know.
And, yeah.
Well, it's a problem anyway. But you know what? I appreciate you sharing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that you're controlling it. It's not controlling you. It sounds like you're past it. And I hope you stay that way. I'll be praying for you.
Yeah. And I wish luck to anybody that is currently in that situation because it's very hard. get off of.
Yeah, it's even, a cute little, I want Molly's. They got it in your songs. Pop the Molly. I'm telling you, this is nothing to play with. This
not
is
not.
This is very, a highly addictive drug
right.
that you really got to go to rehab and really can come off of.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, if you're lucky. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yes, I actually had three friends of mine who actually passed away off of the Molly. See, Molly's is just really now coming around, getting called Molly's. But a couple of years ago, my one friend, she took one and she ended up passing away. Then I had a guy friend. Then another guy friend just took one and passed away. What it did was it make your heart beat rapid. Like you said, hypertension, you get the hallucinating. Some people, you know, get abusive. Some people get chill mode where they don't even know what's going on. But yeah, Molly's is a whole bunch of like meth, crack, acid, anything that you can think of, ecstasy, anything you can think of is in Molly's, and it is a dangerous drug.
And you don't know what preconditions you may have in your body.
Exactly.
That, and then once you take it, it takes it to the next level.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't try find a word.
Yes, and I had, like I said, actually had three people who were actually, I don't know if it was their first time or how many times that they actually popped the Molly's, but who actually passed away from, taking that drug. So, yes, it is dangerous, and it could be deadly.
Yeah, and for all those tough people out there thinking, oh, it ain't going to happen to me.
Right, no, I'm good.
I've taken it before, and I'm good. You could get a bad batch.
Easy, yeah.
You can get a bad batch. You're not in that where they're making it, you know? And these people that are making it aren't professionals.
Right.
It's just a way to make money. And like they said on television, man, it's like Russian roulette. You take that pill and wondering if this is the one that's going to kill me.
Wow. They say Molly's the 70s version of crack.
Yeah.